blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Blah Blah Podcast, episode 23, the only show on the internet where you'll actually get sick and tired of hearing about movies and entertainment. I am Jason Green with Sean Smith.
Hello, everyone.
Evan the Whore Moore.
Hello, again.
And BP, Beyond Panella. Benny, what's up?
Nothing much. Sorry about that.
Hey, BP, did you spill a lot of oil recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Because of the BP oil spill? You guys don't...
Yeah, you did it. Gents, we got a huge episode today. So, Sean, why don't you start us off?
All right. I think this is a fitting way to start off. But before we get into some of the more pressing matter... The Evan Moore pressing matter.
Wait, hold on. I don't know anything about this.
I wanted to, real briefly, before we get into everything, just talk about the passing of Wes Craven.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Very, very famous Hollywood horror director, Wes Craven. Evan,
I have a story, actually, about Wes Craven, just, like, real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, not really about Wes Craven, but just, like, in terms of how important Wes Craven was to me. The first horror movie I ever saw in my life was Nightmare on Elm Street. And I watched it when I was in like the fifth grade. And that scene, like right in the first 20 minutes where Tina gets killed and she's spinning around on the ceiling, scared the shit out of me so bad. It gave me such bad nightmares. And I'll never forget that. And that got me into horror because I was scared so bad by it. Mm. So Wes Craven, thank you very much for starting a long life and a long love of horror. So you are going to be very missed.
Taken yeah. too soon.
Yeah. Well, no, he was like no, 72,
he was,
actually.
He was in Taken 3, actually.
Taken 3.
You know, I heard that's on his perfect. Deathbed, they found claw marks in his pillow. I don't know what that's about.
Evan, you missed a great opportunity there.
Don't worry. I'm ready to go at a moment's notice.
Okay.
Now, I have a...
What is that?
I have a small Wes Craven story.
Of course you do.
The first movie I ever saw of his was Last House on the Left,
ooh.
The original.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I saw Last House on the Left back in high school, and I hated it. I thought it was...
What a shitty movie.
Travesty.
What a shitty movie. I hated Wes Craven. What a dick. Like,
but I liked his other movies. I saw Last House on the Left with my friend Kyle, and we didn't know what we were getting into. I mean, it starts off with the two ladies just, you know, getting brutally raped and killed by those people. And then I'll never forget the scene where the mother blows the guy and bites his dick off.
Yeah. Did you like the soundtrack?
I don't remember the soundtrack.
It's like pop music, isn't it?
It's like hippie psychedelic pop music.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember absolutely hating that movie. But then, you know, Nightmare and a few of his other movies were really good. So yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, Hills Have Eyes. That's also another strong one.
I only saw the remake. I never saw the original.
The remake's pretty good.
It's good.
I've seen The Hills Have Size.
Oh.
Good porn.
Porn?
Yeah.
Wes Craven, it's funny because like most of the Nightmare on Elm Street films suck. But the three that he was involved with are excellent.
Or
One, 3, and New Nightmare.
What did he do for 3?
He was a writer on 3.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much anyone with Heather Langenkamp and Wes Craven is good. You know what I mean? Like, all the other ones are just bad. Because those actually follow a story. Like, they follow the same character. So, that I like those three. All the other ones are terrible.
And also, we'd be forgetting Scream if we didn't put that in there. And he directed.
You know, I've never seen Scream.
The first one's good.
The first one's really good. It changed the way horror, like it changed horror in general for a very long time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even like call it a good change, but it
became self-aware.
It was self-aware, and it was geared much more towards teenagers.
Because I remember when Scream 4 was coming out, all the commercials made it look like a comedy, like Scary Movie.
It pretty much...
Like a dark comedy.
You gotta see Scream. It was a good movie. I have it, actually. So next time...
Is it Blu-ray? I will not watch anything else.
That's right.
Of course, all I have is Blu-rays. No, it's on TV.
All right, hold on. Sean, keep talking. I'm going to take my mic out and put it back in.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and
I'm loving the Sounders. That's a great idea.
I have an air horn app on my phone. Just look up Rap Air Horn and download that
Rap
app.
Air Horn.
Yeah, sponsored by Rap Air Horn.
I believe we can
bam, 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 bam.
I think we can all agree that Wes Craven's best movie, or the last best movie that he did, was Red Eye, the one on the airplane.
I actually like that movie. Yeah, that was a good movie.
With Scarecrow.
Cillian Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was on
and
my TV?
Jodie
right
Foster,
now.
Right? Wasn't she in that? Oh, no,
no.
She was in the other one.
No, no,
where
no,
she
no.
loses her daughter on the airplane.
Oh, that didn't help at all.
Yeah, that's Flight Plan, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always get those confused. I saw both of them. Red Eye was really good, though.
Did you hear the behind-the-scenes thing where Cillian Murphy actually knocks out, what was it, the female lead, Jodie Foster?
No, we just like, established it wasn't Jodie Foster.
Was it Julianne Moore?
No, it was the Notebook chick. It's a chick from The Notebook.
Well, whoever the female lead was up against Cillian Murphy, there's a scene where he's choking her in the airplane bathroom and literally knocks her out. It's in the deleted scenes. He's like, oh dear.
Whoops.
So anyway, rest in peace, Wes Craven.
Very, very, very important director.
May he Wes in peace.
Oh.
Yeah. Bazinga.
I'm just glad that he won't be able to see the second remake of his Nightmare on Elm Street.
I didn't mean to hit it that time.
Anyway, Jason, this past week you were able to test out the new Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah, I'm staring at it right now.
Solid Snake.
Well, why don't you give us a quick little review of what you've done so far on the game?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick review because Metal Gear Solid is a video game series that you guys need to know what's going on beforehand, or you'll play it and be like, what is going on beforehand? So, basically, this game, you play as a man named Big Boss, who is...
Is this a gay porn?
What?
I said, is this
big,
a gay porn?
Big Boss and Solid Snake.
Yeah, Big Boss, Solid Snake. There's also Liquid Snake. Ooh.
Ooh.
But anyway, so... You play as a man, Big Boss, who wakes up after a 9-year coma with his arm chopped off because in the previous Metal Gear game, his enemies try to kill him and pretty much succeed, but put him in a 9-year coma. So in this game, he wakes up, and the whole game is just you about getting revenge on your enemies, and you start from the ground up. You start building your private army, and the thing that makes this Metal Gear game a lot different than the other ones is its non-linearity. The other ones are just basically movies. You get from point A to point B, watch the cutscenes in the game, movie is done. But this game is, it's like Grand Theft Auto. It's like completely open world. You go wherever you want, do whatever you want.
I like that.
When you're not doing the story missions. And hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
Is that your ringtone?
His ringtone is...
Sorry about that. So anyway, yeah, so it's great. Where was I? Oh, yeah, so basically you're playing as Big Boss and you have to build your whole private army again to get revenge on the people who wronged you. And the one half of the game, which is where I am, takes place in Afghanistan. So I'm going around Afghanistan, you know, recruiting people, doing missions, building up my private army and stuff.
Oh, my
and,
God.
You know, I really don't know. I'm literally sitting still and nothing's happening to my mind. Anyway, long story short, this game is fucking huge. Like, I've been playing it for days, and I'm only 8% complete, and it feels like I would have beaten it already. I'm, like, overwhelmed by how much you have to do in this game. Oh, my Lord.
I'll tell you what, Jason, at least from the story point of view, it sounds a lot like Kill Bill, minus a limb.
Get it? Well, you have a bionic arm, so... And you can, like, customize anything in this game. Like, you can customize your bionic arm to, like, shoot electricity. You can, like...
What?
Can I shave his pubes?
Yeah.
Wait.
You said anything.
Jason says you can do anything in this game, and your mind goes directly to, can I shave the man's pubes?
Well, I mean,
in your mind, you can, yes.
Sean. Remember that help I keep asking you to get?
I'm putting that on the back burner.
Yeah, but, I can tell.
There's like a lot of like little quirky things in this game too that really just make me go LOL Japan, because you have a horse.
Is there a squid fucking a girl?
Yeah, there probably will be at some point.
Does his arm turn into a squid?
you have a horse, and you can upgrade your horse to like have new like abilities and stuff. And
I don't
one
like
of them
where
is
this is going.
And you can make your horse shit on command. And the purpose is you can put the shit in the middle of the road so, like, when enemies' trucks go by, they can slip on it and crash. It's hilarious.
That's awesome. But,
yeah, it is.
Since when is shit that slippery?
I'm sorry?
Since when is shit that slippery?
You don't know my shit.
Since when you, like, just keep walking and then you just look down, oh, shit, step in it and slip.
Yep.
It's like, you smell it, you walk around it.
You guys want to hear something really ironic that just happened to me?
Yes.
You slip on it.
No, I feel perfectly fine, but there's like a cough drop. There's a cough drop next to me. So I was like, oh, I'll just eat this cough drop as a snack. And then I swallowed it the wrong way and I choked on it and started coughing.
Is that like what just happened right now?
That happened right now.
The irony is that it's a cough drop and he coughed.
Do you often snack on cough drops?
I like cough drops.
It's a good thing you just coughed and you didn't drop. That would have been bad.
stop dropping. Oh, sorry.
So anyway.
There you go.
I'm gonna give MGS 5. I'm gonna give it so far. I haven't played the whole game because it's huge. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10 so far. It's amazing.
Whoa! Wow! Really?
Oh, it's so good. You'll have the time of your life playing it.
Cool.
I think what helps it is that you've had the same director for the majority of the game series.
Oh yeah, and he lets
a lot
you
of
know.
Times they change it up and it just screws everything up.
Yeah, that's why the spinoff, that Metal Gear Rising game, was god awful. But this is the only weird thing about Metal Gear 5 that I just don't understand. Each mission opens and ends like it's a separate episode. Like when you start a new mission, you'll get opening credits. And then when you complete the mission, you'll get ending credits. And they always say...
Probably a different team worked on the different missions.
I mean, I didn't notice that close. I just noticed that the guy who made it, that Hideo Kojima guy, it says his name every time you start a mission. And I'm like, I get it. You made this game.
He's very proud of Metal Gear Solid, all right?
Yeah. But, dude, you guys got to play it. It's so good.
I like that. I think that's a nice little touch because it kind of makes you feel like you're playing an episode almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you like that kind of thing, I don't know.
And you can play at your own pace. And like this game's literally available on everything. So I recommend you guys to get it. And it's such a good time waster because
it was available on the N64?
Yes.
Oh.
Because when you're not doing the main story, you can just go around Afghanistan and like slip on poop and beat up Russian soldiers.
Why are you beating up
Russian soldiers in Afghanistan?
It takes place in the 80s, in 1985, and at some point, like, the Soviets invaded northern Afghanistan. So
yeah, that's the whole reason why we're at war with them now. We gave them weapons, and then they turned around and used them on us. Long story.
But, Evan, I think you'd like this.
Russia betrayed us? Oh, how did I not see that coming?
The game takes place in 85, and when you go in and out of enemy outposts and just free roam, you can find cassette tapes from that time period of actual songs. Like, I found Rebel Yell and, like, The Man Who Stole the World, and you can put them into your attack helicopter, so as the helicopters come in to rescue you or, like, pick you up, they're blasting Rebel Yell or, like, another song that you find.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So currently, my battle song is Take On Me.
So if you're a hipster and you want to play cassettes around on the game, then this is perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
or you
that's
can just play a cassette ironic. In your room, like...
Hipster.
What?
Yeah, you could just turn on the music in your room and.
But yeah, MGS5.
I guess if you want to hear a lot of rap horn sound, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
There we are.
All right, Evan, are you
time that better?
I'm gonna need you to have the air horn on the ready for this next story.
Air horn is on the ready.
All right. Now you're gonna need to play it after I finish the sentence. Okay, so this is. No.
Like Woody the Woodpecker.
Not yet.
Woo!
Not yet.
Woody the Woodpecker went to jail. Woo!
We got some... All right, let's shift over to some movie news now.
Wait, so you want me the air horn for the movie news?
Yes, after I finish... Okay, are you ready for this?
No.
All right. This is actually a big story over the last week or so. James Bond author Anthony Horowitz... was quoted by saying that he would prefer not to have Idris Elba play James Bond because he said he is, quote, too street.
You know, he's probably only seen Elba in The Wire. That's why he says that.
That's a very racist thing to say. we're not going to dance around that, right? Like, that was wrong of him to say that.
What kind of street was he referring to? Sesame Street?
No, I don't think so, Betty.
He's a really fly kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's really like a cool motherfucker. Like, what does he mean, two street? What does that mean?
Did he elaborate?
This isn't Gary Busey, for God's sakes. Well, Gary Busey looks like a homeless person, ergo he's two street.
He said that he didn't mean it to be racial, and he stated that there were other black actors he would prefer over Idris Elba.
Such as
Eddie Murphy.
Not Will Smith.
Terry Crews.
Dude, Terry Crews.
I'm James Bond.
Well, I think first of all, you should probably have an accent, or at least be able to do one.
Yeah.
I don't think either of those two could do an accent.
No.
Who cares?
I don't think so.
Drew Carey.
But But
you see, I'm James Bond. You see,
see, Jason, that's how you do a Bill Cosby impression.
You see, Theo, sometimes a man just has
to take a bath. You like your martinis shaken or chloroform?
I didn't quite like what he said afterwards. He was talking about talking about Idris Elba being too straight. He also went on to bash Skyfall, the last movie.
Seriously? So, the movie was awesome.
That was, honestly, that's my fourth favorite James Bond film.
God, that movie was amazing.
I think it's the fourth best in the series, and that's saying a lot, because there's 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys see the new poster for Spectre, though? It looks awful.
No,
it's
I haven't
like
seen
a blue, it. It's a blue background. I'll get it in a minute if I can move my mic without it making noise. But it's a blue background with Bond and the Bond girl standing next to each other. And it's like, you remember in the trailer, there's a picture of Bond in that skeleton Mardi Gras mask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, that is the background above them, and it just looks awful.
Huh.
First off, that's totally a throwback to Live and Let Die. Like, 100%. Dude, the skeleton mask? Are you kidding me? Of course. It's got to be. And we were talking about this not on the podcast, but I want to bring it up now. I think Spectre is going to be a remake of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And here's why I think that. In the trailer for Spectre, you can hear the On Her Majesty's Secret Service theme. And it's dealing a lot with, I see like a lot of snow. I see a lot of Blofeld. So I'm thinking this is going to be kind of a tribute to On Her Majesty's Secret Service, the most underrated Bond film ever.
Jason, I have the poster right here.
So did I.
It looks incredibly photoshopped.
Yes, it does.
I was about to say that. I looked at it and
I'm gonna put the link in our group chat.
Yeah, I see it. Oh God,
it looks bland. It just looks really bland.
Like, I don't want to see this movie. If that was the no, it totally looks like Live and Let Die, like with the mask. You know what the most horribly photoshopped official anything is ever?
A lot of the Avengers posters?
No, the album cover for Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
I gotta check that out.
Then. Yeah,
like
I'm
literally,
not familiar.
You check it out because literally the font that she used on the cover is like word art.
We're talking about the same girl that wore an entire dress made out of meat. So I really don't think that she's that. There's a lot of depth there.
This album cover is her as a motorcycle, and it's just like literally word art.
It says Lady Gaga has a motorcycle.
Oh, like I've seen it. I see it.
Like, how bad is that? That looks so Photoshop. It's not even funny.
She is a motorcycle.
And Born This Way is written in fucking word art.
She is a motorcycle. What the fuck? What did she? And she woke up one day and was like, "You know what I really want to be? I want to be a motorcycle."
Oh my God!
And her PR guy, was like, "Sure, that's great. Just that's give me more idea. Coke."
It's a good idea to do that.
That's a great idea.
So yeah, we're talking about bad Photoshops. That's the one I'm going to pick up on.
So by the way, this is what Anthony Horowitz said about Skyfall, why he didn't like it. He said, quote, Bond is weak in it. He says he has doubts. That's not Bond.
He's not big.
Because so basically what he's saying is because a character might be flawed, that doesn't make him a good character. Is that what he's saying?
John Cena.
Super slam.
James Bond is John Cena.
Oh my god.
He also says that secondly, the villain wins. He says the villain set out to kill M. The film finishes with the villain killing M. So why have I watched it?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service, his wife gets shot in the head at the end of that. And he looks up at the camera and cries and says, "It's all right. She's only sleeping. We have all the time in the world." And that's the best ending to any Bond movie. And you're telling me that in Skyfall, it sucks because the villain wins because he kills M?
Yes.
And there's that, like, this is... So we're building on his character, and that's not good.
This is, by the way, this is the author who is writing all the new James Bond books.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as new James Bond books. Let's be real here. Ian Fleming was James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
He was the author, but like I don't really consider the books after Ian Fleming. I know I'm gonna get shit for that one, but I just don't. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're all entitled to our own opinion.
That's a fair assessment. Very fair. But the betting odds went up in favor of Idris Elba because, of course, Las Vegas has to be betting on who's going to be the new Bond.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys, who would you like to see? And realistically, who would you like to see as the new James Bond?
I like him.
Tom Hardy.
I actually do like, what's his name? I can't pronounce it. It's Idris Elba, is it?
Yep, that's right.
I like him. I actually think that he would be really good, but Tom Hardy was my second pick on that one.
Clive Owen, too.
I don't think
he'll ever do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But fucking Roger Moore was in his 60s by the time
That was the 80s, the 70s and the 80s. We could get away with that. Not anymore.
No, God, he was so old. He was older than Sean Connery. Like as a person, Roger Moore is older than Sean Connery, and Roger Moore played James Bond after Sean. Like think about that.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how old Roger Moore was as Bond.
And his Bond girls in those movies were, like, younger 16. Than his daughters.
They're, like, 16.
Yeah.
I don't think that's legal.
It's England, man. Who knows what the fuck's over there.
I agree. I would also like to see Tom Hardy, but Tom Hardy has his hands in so many things. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to do it.
I think Tom Hardy's a good pick because he gives Bond a little bit of an edge.
Well, that's why I like Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I think Craig has been a really good Bond.
I think Craig is the best Bond since Connery.
So do I.
I had my doubts about Craig when he was first picked, but
so did I.
He's grown on me, and then he hasn't grown on me. You know.
But here's the thing. I didn't grow up like a lot of people our age, like early to mid 20s,
mm-hmm.
all grew up with Pierce Brosnan as James Bond.
Oh, God.
My boy Brosnan.
I didn't. I watched the Connery films when I was younger. So I grew up with Bond as Connery. You know what I mean? I never saw Roger Moore as Bond. Timothy Dalton just didn't have the right look. George Lazenby was kind of just like a one-off.
He was just there.
He really was. He was just kind of there. You know what I mean? That movie's fantastic, but he's kind of just lame. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And Pierce Brosnan, I heard one person say this, and I kind of really agree with it. He was too perfect to play Bond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The look was too spot on. The way he moved was like too, like they didn't, it was almost like a cardboard cutout or a parody of the character.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah.
The actual character.
Did you guys remember in Die Another Day when he was like parasailing on that tidal wave?
Oh my god, that is so cool.
Is that the one with Halle Berry?
Yeah,
no. With the invisible car.
Oh. Which one's the one with Denise Richards as the nuclear scientist?
And tomorrow, the world is not enough.
The world is not enough. I was gonna say Tomorrow Never Dies, but
I had such a huge crush on her when I was a kid.
Those movies all blend together. The Brosnan ones have the most bland titles, the most bland action sequences.
Other than GoldenEye.
Well, GoldenEye is good. You're right. But it's like Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough. Is that the right order? Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, which have like the same title too, and then Die Another Day. It's like
I do not remember Tomorrow Never Dies at all. I remember the PlayStation 1 game and how hard it was.
I have it.
Oh, God, that game was impossible to play.
You get to the snow level and just die. You're like, what do I do? Oh, no, GoldenEye was good, but Pierce Brosnan never did it for me. I think another good pick for Bond, I don't know. What else you guys got? Honestly, all right, you're going to crucify me.
Crucify?
No. Daniel Radcliffe, the kid who played Harry Potter.
No.
In a couple of years.
Yeah, but he's not going to grow
anymore. Do you think he's going to have a growth spurt?
how tall? Not
even that. You could get away with a shorter Bond. He just is not... I don't look at him and go, oh, he's smooth.
Evan.
But like, if you take away a couple of years, down the road.
Evan, this is exactly the same thing as Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. There's no difference.
Okay, but they put hair on him.
I don't care. But they're both way too young to be playing the characters.
I'm not saying that he should play him now. I'm saying in a couple of, like in like 20 years, he could play Bond.
I get what you're saying. The issue for me is that like he's one of those guys that he still has the stink of like the movie he was in. Not stink, I should say. Like he still
has the rub of, I know what you mean, he was
in that franchise, so it's kind of tough to put him in something.
Yeah, he's
else.
Not the kind of actor that you can just stick in another franchise and be okay.
Yet.
Well,
give him time.
It's gonna take a while for people to get that out of their system.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And ABC running weekend specials of the Harry Potter isn't going to help.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. They're all the time.
Every weekend.
I hate those. You want to crucify me again? I don't think you will, but I know listeners will. I love the Harry Potter books. Love them.
I love them too.
Hate the movies. Hate them. Can't stand them.
Why, though?
They're such poor representations of the book. They left so much out of the third movie that it's almost impossible to follow the rest of the movies.
Really fucking did.
Because you're like, wait a sec. They don't explain shit, and that's the most important book because it sets up the next couple, and you're like, well, why did they leave out those important plot points? Mm-hmm. I remember watching the third one going, is this like a director's cut? Like, did they leave something out? Like, is this the wrong version? And no, that's the movie. I'm like, they literally missed important plot points that are going to come into play later.
I hope I don't get shit for saying this, but as far as the internet, you will. I know.
Yeah.
As far as the Harry Potter series goes, I could care less about anything.
Yeah, me too.
Book really or anything.
That's okay.
I mean, I respect the series. It's cool. Yeah. I saw all the movies.
Kind of like how I respect The Lord of the Rings, but I'm not a big fan of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to each his own, man. I don't know why you never say that, but...
Especially the third one.
those endings, man. Look, the eagles are coming. Oh, now we're in Elvish land. Now I'm getting crowned. Now we're back at the Shire. Now we're taking Bilbo on a boat. I'm like, is this movie going to end?
What happens with Frodo at the end of the third movie, though? He commits suicide. He sails off.
He goes on a boat and leaves.
Okay. Like, was he going to die?
Yeah.
I guess.
You know who they should put as the next Bond? Jamie Dorn.
Who's that?
Who is
Jamie Dorn? Shades guy.
Yep.
No, shut up, Benny.
Benny.
Benny, you piece of shit. Get I fucking hate you.
All right, let's move on in other news. George Miller, the director of the most recent Mad Max movie and numerous other movies, has signed on to direct Man of Steel 2.
You know,
DC.
I heard that was debunked.
You killed my joke, Jason.
Cricket.
I was waiting. I was waiting for a reaction, and then I was going to give the real news.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Wow. You that's fuck? Crazy. That's insane, Sean. No way.
Oh, my God. Mad of Steel 2.
In other news, what's the real news? DC has decided to permanently put a hold on Man of Steel 2. In favor of a new Batman trilogy directed and starred by Ben Affleck.
Okay, I'm dropping the mic and I'm done.
Wait, no horn. We need the horn.
No, I'm not.
No fucking horn.
Stan, I'm done.
but the horn.
Came back for the horn.
I don't want to talk about this.
Don't you think it's funny though?
No,
like
it's not funny.
They spent so much time and effort into the Superman Man of Steel property, and as soon as they finally get Batman, they're just like milking it to the ground
because Batman makes money, and it's literally like it's Batman. It's like that's all they want to do.
It's so unfortunate that Superman doesn't connect with the audience though, because I really like Superman.
I don't,
but it's just like, fuck, man. He's just going to be the Hulk in all these movies now. He's not going to have his own movie. He's just going to be a guest star.
John Cena.
There's your new James Bond right there.
John Cena.
Actually, Henry Cavill would make a good Bond.
The world's about to be exploded. Ooh. Cena smiles, looks into the camera, and AA's the fucking...
He wouldn't be a bad Bond.
No, let me tell you something. You cast an American as James Bond, people are going to lose their fucking mind.
Cavill's British, though, if that's what you mean.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's British, yeah.
He's a British dude playing our version of James Bond?
Yep.
Fuck him. Are you kidding me? Superman's British?
Yeah.
Dude, fuck that. I'm out. Like, that was, like, really?
So it was Ben Affleck. No, I'm kidding about that.
Ben Affleck is not British.
How do you know?
It just seems more people just, like, obviously Batman is way more popular, but Batman just easier to transition to a movie, you know what I mean? Or translate to a movie.
Yeah, they've done it so many times.
I would even argue the villains are better.
Yes.
Batman is better villain. It's just better villain.
Batman's villains are as recognizable as he is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, Superman has that, like, Mixel Spitlick guy who was voiced by Gilbert Gottfried in the cartoon.
And, what are you talking about?
Oh, God.
What was it? Randy Middle School Ninja?
Randy Cunningham.
Randy Cunningham, ninth grade ninja.
I lost it on that one, man. That was... I couldn't believe that was real.
He played Ramen Bagel.
Oh my God! Oh God!
I found a picture. I sent you guys the picture of it. It's just a Chinese guy.
No.
I don't remember if I told you guys this, but I read something on, like, Ain't It Cool News a few weeks ago that they that Batman vs Superman is finished editing, finished filming. I mean, and they have, like, the assembly cut together, just not any of the cool special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And they watched the assembly cut, like, Zack Snyder and all the investors and all the bigwigs watched it, and apparently it got a standing ovation. So who knows if that's
really
So did the Transformers movie. That's all I'm saying.
So did Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed,
which was written by
James Gunn.
That's right.
No way.
Well, mm-hmm. he wrote the first one. Did he write the second one?
I think he did.
Whatever. But I heard
the Scooby-Doo WrestleMania mystery got a standing ovation as well
from Hulk Hogan.
Why? Because there's no black people in it.
I'll tell you what, brother.
But I'm looking forward to Batman, Superman, and
I've warmed up to it.
A new Batman trilogy. I mean, they have so many good stories they could do, like Court of Owls, and I don't know. But Superman's just going to be the new Hulk of this movie universe. He's just going to be the big, powerful guy who makes guest appearances and fucks shits up.
Now, we didn't get a chance to mention this on the last episode, but there was an article that came out with an interview with Michael Shannon talking about being General Zod. He's going to have flippers in the movie at some point.
They're going to make him into Aquaman. That's going to be the twist.
No, he's going to be Doomsday. That's the twist.
Speaking of twists, and that's Shyamalan.
Your mom, that's the twist.
Oh, MTV, Michael Got Shannon, him. Mom.
The twist is he's played by Gilbert Gottfried.
I got one blow of the air horn.
Just one.
Just what, like one little sad. Like how it trails off.
I'm General Zod.
Jason, what were you saying?
MTV.
What about it?
Nothing. I was just.
Oh.
That'd be an MTV reality
I'm
show.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over all the blow horns that were going on.
Oh, that's fine.
Blow horn.
What's next, Sean Smith?
All right. Let's move over to a little Marvel news. Doctor Strange is coming out.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that Hannibal actor Mads Mikkelsen is in talks to play the villain of the movie.
Hey.
Michael Madsen?
Who would the villain be?
Dormammu.
I don't know
enough about this.
Doctor Strange's villain is a interdimensional dragon named, I think it's an interdimensional dragon, but some monster named Dormammu.
Randy Cunningham, ninth grade ninja.
I have no idea. I'm just happy that Mads Mikkelsen will be doing some. And he was in a Bond movie, too. He was the bad guy.
What if they just start ripping characters from that shit?
He was the guy who hit James Bond in the balls.
He was in Casino Royale. That was his movie.
Casino Royale?
Yeah. All right, Evan, I don't know how you're going to take this next news.
Oh, come on. why are you going to, like, you, okay, pause for a sec, because, like, no, don't stop recording, but, like, just
time out, time out.
Just time out, everybody.
Okay. Especially Jason's microphone timeout.
Yeah, what?
Thing on command.
Why is the point of this podcast to tell me things that they're remaking things and then get me pissed off and listen to my reaction?
Because this is a case study.
Is that what this? Am I on the Truman Show? Is this the Evan Show?
Oh, he's on to us.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that movie's fucking great. Fuck. All right, go ahead.
Oh, it is.
All right. Are we all familiar with Guillermo del Toro?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the guy who always crashes video games.
What?
Well, every video game project that he's on, like he was on a project with THQ. THQ went out of business. He was on a project with Konami. Konami had a huge falling out with him. And then he came out and said, I'm never working on a video game again because he's a curse.
So we need to get him and EA Sports together is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
Put him on the Madden franchise.
Stop making Madden games. There's no point. What
Madden
changes?
17 from Guillermo del Toro.
What
it's a horror game.
It's football.
It's roster changes.
It's awful.
It should just be updates. It shouldn't be a game.
There's no emphasis on it's just, oh, you can play
DLC?
As this guy.
Dude, put the game out, and then for 6 years, just do DLC.
That doesn't make money. That doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
But fuck that, dude. I'm not buying another fucking Madden game.
Well, they're not marketing it to you.
I haven't bought a Madden game since Barry Sanders one. All right, gents. All right. Bernie Sanders? John, what's going on with Guillermo?
All right,
I just bought a Madden.
Did everyone here see Pacific Rim?
Yeah, yep. Pacific Rim Job.
Pacific Rim Job?
What did we think of the movie?
Loved it.
I liked it a lot.
Loved it.
I guess I'm in the minority then.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
But Guillermo del Toro did an interview, and he stated that he would like to include Godzilla in the next movie.
Oh, my God.
I watched it. Yes!
Sequel to Pacific Rim.
Did he say anything about having Matthew Broderick in there?
No.
Imagine Matthew Broderick controlling one of those giant Pacific Rim robots?
And then he just shoots fish out?
That's a lot of fish.
It's an Inspector Gadget robot.
Oh, boy, I'm Inspector Gadget. Wow.
Now,
I killed someone when I was in Ireland.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Matthew,
that's a true thing. I was about to say Matthew McConaughey. I meant Matthew Broderick years ago was drunk driving in Ireland, I think, and he killed someone.
He had a
car accident. It's a true story. Look it up.
Yeah, they just call it driving.
You know, the easiest way to get off from killing someone is just have a sex change.
Oh.
It's me, Caitlin. I killed a guy in my car, and now I'm Caitlin, so I don't have to. That was Bruce.
I want to know, he goes and sits down with his lawyers. How can I get out of this? Well, you can kill yourself, or you can cut off your dick. And he goes,
I think instead of being a man, I'll be
Guess
Caitlin.
Guess who's Caitlin?
No, it's lower. The voice hasn't changed.
I tell my daughters to call me Dad.
Who's Caitlin?
How much duct tape do you think he goes through in a year?
Oh, he hasn't even been a woman a year yet.
Oh.
Well, he's not technically not a woman yet. He hasn't chopped it off.
God.
Do you guys watch that I Am Kate show? It's brilliant. I love it.
No.
You got to check it out.
My girlfriend watched one episode and then went to the second episode and was like, this sucks. And she didn't watch
it's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the sequel. Yeah. Except the characters.
They needed a sequel.
Let me tell you something, though. In all seriousness,
Keep up enough, here's your sequel.
Let me tell you something. You can shit on that guy all you want, though. He stood up or she stood up at that fucking award ceremony and made like a really great speech about that. It was like, holy shit, you know? And then I was like, good point. I'm going to keep making
fun. Yeah, I wonder who wrote that.
But you
for
made
her.
A good point for her.
For
anyway.
Is Caitlyn Jenner going to be in Pacific Rim 2? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, God.
I think Caitlyn Jenner is going to run for president.
Then it would be Pacific
no!
Rim
2. No, we already got Kanye running.
Did you guys see that?
Easy.
Okay. I don't buy that for a second.
No. Okay. So Kanye West gets up, talks about nonsense for about 10 minutes, admits he's stoned, and then says he's running for president and gets off the stage. And it was on the VMAs a couple days ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And what's the problem here?
You know what Kanye is? You know what he is? He's just a big hype machine. That's all he is. You get him to go places and people tune in because he just says incredibly ridiculous, stupid shit.
My sister goes, she's like, why didn't they cut him off? Why didn't they like tell him to sit down? I'm like, because they're getting viewers.
Yeah,
like,
it's scripted. Scripted. They say, hey, Kanye, just don't cuss. You can say whatever you want.
He cursed.
You telling me I can just – oh, you can't say the shit word, Kanye, but you can say whatever you want.
No, he dropped the F word a couple times. I'll send you guys
–
I'm running for fucking president.
I didn't watch the full thing.
How did we get off on this?
He's a gay fish.
Caitlin running for president.
Oh, Caitlin, and then
– wait, I just want to tell you.
I was
driving down Route 84, guys, and I saw a huge billboard that said Donald Trump for president with a big American flag behind it.
And that's when your asshole slammed shut.
So,
oh shit.
So Godzilla in the Pacific Rim movie.
Probably. Well, maybe not.
So
we're not
Donald
sure.
Trump's going to be in there.
Caitlyn Jenner and Matthew Broderick.
We need Godzilla. And I need a hairstylist.
They're only saying that just because Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures both own
Let's
Godzilla
get the Mexicans
and
build a bigger
Pacific
wall.
Rim.
I mean, they need a shared universe because that's the thing now.
That, you know what? That's true.
Movies just cry. You know what? I really feel bad for future generations watching movies. They're not going to have any idea how to watch movies.
Oh, God. Because
every
you're totally
movie
right.
is connected. It's like, oh, well, you can't watch Green Lantern until you watch Batman vs. Superman 6, Rise of the Silver Surfer, and Spider-Man's Asshole.
Gone
like,
Girl 2, Boyhood.
Remember that Three Stooges movie that came out 4 years ago, I think it was? Yeah. $10 says they're going to have a Marx Brothers movie and then have a shared universe comedy movie.
Yeah, they'll cross it over with Forrest Gump and The Fly.
What?
The Visit 2, Scooby makes an appearance.
The right. Grudge 7, Hogwarts Rises.
Scooby, why don't you get into the stove to clean it? Roo, roo.
Dude. And Shaggy just like, zoinks, no, is there food in there?
Oh, there's a lot of satanic stuff down the basement. Look, there's a dead person, Scoob. Ooh.
You guys want to go see The Visit?
Yes.
Oh,
let's
my
see that Saturday.
Can we go see that and then podcast about a Shyamalan movie?
Because well, Evan, we're doing that on Saturday. Are you
fuck,
gonna
I'm not coming. Oh, no.
In fact,
it was Friday.
No.
Well, Benny, we're watching Gooby on Friday, and then Saturday morning we're watching The Visit.
Of course you're
okay.
watching Gooby.
Okay.
What we plan on doing is we're going to, before we go see the movie, write down what we think the twist ending will be and then reveal it to each other after we see the movie.
Can I get in on this anyway?
Yeah, definitely.
You get two picks.
Whatever.
Oh, twist ending. The grandparents aren't real. It's all in the kid's imagination.
Well, hold on.
You're missing the big twist.
Evan, you have to write it down. And,
yeah, text it to us beforehand.
Well, don't, because we'll see it.
77186.
I'll text it and don't look at it.
Okay.
I'll send it in an email. Don't open that email.
Okay, fair enough.
Until after the... Okay.
All right, that works.
How about you just write it down in a notebook? Just write it down, and then next time we podcast, we all reveal.
There you go.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
Yes.
Anyway, what's the next topic, Sean?
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
No.
Evan's favorite movie, Terminator Genesis,
woo!
Is now officially a hit at the box office.
It is? Wow.
And I'll tell you why.
So I think I know why this mic is failing me, because I'm making it into a noose as we speak so I can hang myself.
Now, guys, despite only making $89 million at the domestic box office... The film has ranked in $320 million worldwide.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, internationally, which puts it at $409 million worldwide.
Why?
Because China. That's why.
China.
I am really old.
Donald Trump likes to talk about China. Let's have him on.
Yeah, and can he be the next Terminator?
Let's get the Mexicans to build a bigger wall.
It looks like...
We're all rapists.
It looks like... Because of this,
I love them, but they do drugs.
Because of this, we will be getting a Terminator 6.
Oh, that was the plan anyway, wasn't it? They're going to do like a trilogy of these.
Yeah, but it,
shitty movies.
They I think they were kind of waiting for it to make some money, and then it finally did once it went international. But it's really weird because
I'm telling you.
In the same article, they mentioned about two other movies that didn't make very much money in the U.S. but made a lot of money overseas. One of them being Pacific Rim, which we were just talking about. And do you guys remember the movie Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters?
Oh, yeah, the Jeremy Renner movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, it made a shit ton of money overseas, and we're getting a sequel.
A sequel?
Is it going to cross over with Terminator Genesis?
Hansel and Gretel 2.
Oh, my God.
We can only hope.
Oh, I'm hoping.
Hansel and Gretel Genesis? Terminator
Gretel.
Witch Hunter?
Rise of the Cookie Oven.
Well, with the Visit crossover.
Hansel and Gretel 2, Birdman.
I forgot I had that.
Jason, get the noose off. Anyway.
The Theory of Everything 2, Hansel and Gretel.
Theory of Everything 2. I can't.
Well, no, didn't you see that? They're coming out with a sequel to A Theory of Everything. It's
Oh!
Stephen Hawking dresses like a girl.
It's called what? Caitlin.
I'm the theory Caitlin. Of Stephanie.
The theory of Stephanie.
The theory of the theory of Caitlin.
Years of my life as a man.
Oh. Now
I am communicating you as a computer because that's all. That's
all. All right. This is what Evan's been waiting for. Now we have. What's it?
I was just going to say, did you guys know that there was a pink kryptonite at one point that turned Superman gay? You think they'll include that in the DC universe?
50 Shades of Kryptonite.
Hey, if if Batman did his research, that should have been the first thing you looked for.
Kryptonite. Here we go. Oh, it's
Superman. Superman goes to punch Batman. He holds it up and Superman goes, oh, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop it.
He just takes his fist and starts putting it up his ass.
And Batman's like, ah!
Superman just goes, I'm going to kill you, Batman, after we go to the gay club.
All right, what do you got for me now?
We have Star Wars news. Star Wars Episode 7, to be exact. Don't worry, Evan, there's no spoilers here.
Okay.
They have come out with their official predictions on how much money the movie's going to make during its opening weekend.
I think it's going to be the highest grossing film of all time. Is that the prediction?
Well, are you curious to predict how much it's going to make during the first weekend?
Okay, yes.
A billion.
How much do you think?
Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie.
I'm going to predict $1.5
billion. Well, hold on. This is opening weekend, not all.
I'm going to say it's going to make that in the opening.
Oh, okay. Jason?
600 mil.
Mm. Evan?
$10 million.
Well, that's a soft opening.
That's what she said.
Oh, where is it?
I'm trying shit. Got it.
On the ready, my ass.
It was that my phone turned. It's like it closed the app. It can't stay open forever.
That's what she said.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, that's the greatest thing ever.
The experts are predicting for a $300 million opening in the U.S. for the movie, which would be the record. The current record is Jurassic World from earlier this year that opened at $208 million.
Damn. That good.
And they're saying that it's probably going to be something similar when it opens worldwide the same weekend. So we're looking at probably a $600 million opening weekend worldwide.
Do you think JJ's picked out what new yacht he wants? Like, he's looking through the yacht catalog and he's like, oh, I'm going to buy this when Star Wars comes out.
Do you really
think how much George Lucas is probably like, wow, I sold all of it
for only $4 billion.
Like, I sold the whole... That was only, like, a month's worth of food for him, too. So he's probably, like...
Wawa runs, and he's done.
The weird thing is...
What am I doing with the other 2,000?
Disney's probably going to make that back within the year. Like, it's not going to take them long at all. Like, figure the movie's going to make, like, anywhere between $1 and $2 billion. And with merchandise sales, and even the Rogue One movie... It's still going to make a shit ton of money.
Did you guys know that Jurassic World is now the third highest grossing film of all time?
It is a gross movie.
It is a disgusting. Highest grossing.
It's now the third highest grossing film of all time.
I never saw that coming.
Like, me neither. Like that.
Holy shit. That surprises the hell out of me.
I have something to say. Have you, in recent memory, has there ever been a movie as hyped as the Star Wars one?
No,
Star
Wars Episode 1.
Yeah, Episode 1, probably.
Yeah, that was when that came out. That, I mean, the marketing for that was insane.
Oh, I'll have to say that was probably even more hype because at the time, Star Wars did no wrong.
And it's probably not comparable, but when the first Avengers came out, that was pretty big.
Oh, that was big, but like I mean when Episode 1 came out. I think, Jason, you just said it because they had done no wrong at that point. It had been like 25 years or something since a Star Wars movie, and it like a new one's coming out, and George Lucas is directing it. It was like, what? Like,
the only thing, Nick, in that one is that it was 25 years. So you had this
took 12
entire...
years to make.
Yeah.
Oh, Boyhood.
Boyhood and Star Wars crossover.
With Anakin, they
get divorced
so
and she moves again to Naboo. Like, that's where
they end up. Isn't Episode 2 already a Boyhood crossover?
Yeah, oh my God.
So someone in Boyhood gets raped by sand people?
So wait, no. All right, so I remember
the movie does end in a desert.
Yeah.
It does. Oh, there you go. You don't say what desert.
Star Wars Episode One though was so fucking hyped. Like it, you couldn't turn left without seeing Jar Jar Binks and Darth Maul. That was like an important thing. I don't remember. Like it was everywhere, dude. Everywhere.
Have you seen some of the new merchandise for the Star Wars movie that came out on Friday?
Yeah, I did actually.
That's some pretty cool stuff, isn't it?
There's some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Kylo Ren speak? Kylo Ren doll speaks, and dude, he sounds cool.
Yeah.
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 Toys are ruining. Actually, that's not the first time that toys have like prematurely given away things about Star Wars, right?
Well, They're trying to keep as much as they can, but
they're slipping really small nuggets here and there, and I think it's just enough
small nuggets.
They're slipping small pills, and I think it's just enough to keep you like
on the edge,
locked on it, you know, like yeah. That's why I think it's going to hit close to a billion first week.
Yeah, we still don't have an official story trailer or anything like that. We don't really know much about this movie.
No,
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I want to go in blind, and I want to go in there and just be amazed. You know what I mean?
This whole movie is just going to be about the origin of Jar Jar.
Are you going to be as amazed as you were when you saw the Amazing Spider-Man?
This says I have a huge
wiener. Amazing Spider-Man? That
was amazing.
The first one wasn't bad.
Amazing song.
No, it was far from amazing. That's not the word I would have used to describe either of those movies.
Well, it's in
mediocre
the title.
Special.
Mediocre. The incredible mediocre Spider-Man. The incredible meh. that was okay Spider-Man.
The incredible meh.
Spider-meh.
Spider-meh.
By the way, Jason, you mentioned incredible about Kylo Ren's voice. Did you hear Captain Phasma's voice?
No, was it as computery?
No, actually, it kind of sounds like the whatever her name is playing the person.
Oh,
yeah,
Admiral Ackbar.
No,
it's a trap.
Rumor is he's showing up in episode seven.
Good. I hope that they keep him as like a puppet and everything too. I mean, he's a cool character.
I was reading some casting news for the next canon episode, which is going to be episode 8 in 2 years, and they're like casting a new star and a new villain, but it's like.
Did Bryan Cranston get to like
not yet
the star? That's so sad.
But does that mean episode 7 is gonna like just be a one-off thing, or are they having a continuing storyline? I'm confused.
They better keep the villain the same. That was I will stand by that. I think
Evan,
that was the biggest.
What are you gonna do if the movie ends and Kylo Ren is split in
chopped
two halves.
In half and yeah. thrown down a pit? Why didn't he just swing up at Obi-Wan? I'm serious. Like, why? Like, Obi-Wan jumped over his
he
head.
He was so amazed. He's like, I've never seen this force before.
And then fucking Obi-Wan, like, swings up at Anakin. Why didn't Darth Maul swing up?
He's got the high ground.
Yeah, I'm 2 feet higher than you. I hate those fucking movies.
I feel like whenever they do a Jedi fight, they're trying to say, like, oh, this guy is more powerful than the other guy. But it's tough. It's a sword fight, essentially. It's no real edge. It's that whoever handles a lightsaber better.
Yeah, and that's I'll put him on a hill. Maybe that'll determine.
J.J. Abrams
don't
was asked
try it, Anakin.
Was asked if Abrams it. was asked if there was going to be midichlorians in this new movie, and he's just like, no.
What are midichlorians? Would have been the correct response. No, it's just one simple nah.
Nah, bro.
No, not even a bro. Just no.
Yep.
Next question. That's it.
In other news, there's a rumor going around about the Star Wars Rogue One movie.
I don't.
Which actually,
Ewan McGregor's going to be in it.
No, but there is someone who might be reappearing in the movie.
George
McGregor's penis.
No, that's the sequel to Trainspotting, which will be coming out soon.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's going to be good.
But anyway,
don't touch it, Anakin.
The rumor is
Moulin Rouge 2.
The rumor is that Grand Moff Tarkin is going to be appearing in Star Wars Rogue One.
I feel like he'd have to be the villain in that. Like that.
The problem
that
is
would make sense.
Problem is Peter Cushing died 30 years ago.
Yes, so
they're going to get his corpse. I mean, he already looked like a skeleton at the time.
So there's a
pretty dead.
There's a
drag
rumor.
It and dust it off. It'll work.
There's a rumor that they're going to make it entirely CGI, and I guess just
That was a funny joke. That was a funny joke. I had to use the horn. Come on, man. That was.
Well, listen.
Don't kick like that anymore. Kinda, let's talk about something
now,
else.
Evan. I know you haven't.
No, I don't want to hear it.
I know you haven't seen. I know you haven't seen Ant-Man yet, but the job that they did with Michael Douglas making him younger, I have complete faith that they could do a decent looking full CGI Peter Cushing.
He's gonna look
Who would
like
voice
Shrek?
Him though.
Peter Cushing? I don't know, archival stuff? I have no idea.
Do you think they'll have the hologram
the first movie?
He just gives all the same lines.
Do you think they'll have the hologram of Tupac next to him?
And Michael Jackson.
They use Peter
Captain
Cushing.
EO.
Yeah.
Captain EO in Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
Oh my god. Could you imagine if a little Easter egg in episode 7 where Captain EO was mentioned?
That would be great. Hooter!
If I'm J.J. Abrams, I'm putting that in.
Oh, that would be great, dude. What a good Easter egg.
That would be a good Easter egg.
That would be awesome. Only problem is Michael Jackson's also dead, so I guess we could just CG him back.
I guess. Well, hey,
we just like CG all these old actors back.
You know, that was actually a discussion when the Tupac hologram came out, and they were like, wait, so now you're just telling me that people don't ever die. Like, yep. you're going to pay to go see the Tupac hologram, and you're going to be like, I saw Tupac. Like, the guy, the man's dead, but is him, he
so
lives
we
on-
think.
He's dead. I don't fucking hear that shit. The guy died.
You ever see the Chappelle Show skit?
Yeah. Oh, I love Chappelle Show.
Anyway.
Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing. We have more news relating to not
Darth
Star Wars.
Jackson.
Not what's that?
Darth Michael Jackson.
Oh.
That's going to be a movie.
Simone.
Okay.
I'm gonna get
you. I don't come over to my Death Star and drink Jesus
juice. I'm gonna use the force.
Drink midichlorian juice.
Why don't you come sleep in the bed with your old father, Luke?
Use the force now,
babe. Don't worry about all the locks on the door.
I'm not forcing you. Anyway, Sean, what's up?
Get Jared and his subwoofer along in there too. Have a whole party.
Hey guys, did you hear Jared? Jared likes his women like he likes his sandwiches, 6 to 12.
Oh,
hey, that one kind of died on the end there.
even the horn was kind of like ooh.
Yeah, the horn was like ooh. Wait,
Can you imagine if you're in prison and then like the door opens and Jared walks in?
I just beat the shit out of him. He's not like a strong guy. He's like a wormy looking. Like as soon as it came out, I was like, oh, he's a pedophile. I'm like, I could tell.
What would you do?
It looks like Jobo.
What would you do? Oh no!
Hey little Fogel, you want to foot along?
Oh my god, I can't believe
you. Jobo's never gonna talk to you ever again.
I love you, Jobo.
He's not gonna listen to this.
Hey there, Fogel, you want a foot long? I got a hearty Italian for you.
Hearty Italian, it's Jovo.
Anyway, speaking,
smear some avocado on your ass.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm going to move on now.
Thank you. Please.
Speaking of rape,
my god.
They have named the director of the new 50 Shades Darker movie. It is going to be James Foley. Who may not be
Mick Foley?
Mick Foley's brother, yes.
Mick Foley.
Not a household name, but he's done a decent amount of good work. He does a lot of House of Cards episodes. He did he directed Glengarry Glen Ross, a very underrated movie. And he also
station. This scene you're gonna hit him with a chair.
You know, I don't understand why they just don't hire an actual porn director.
I had said that in the last, and when we did the 50 Shades episode, I had said they should have like partnered with Pornhub, and I'm not even making a joke. They should have partnered with Pornhub and like a porn director and went all out, made it like the most expensive high porn ever. And it actually would have been, I think, a very interesting film.
And then have people subscribe to it. Yeah.
Like it would be like, and like you'd pay for it and shit, but it'd be like the most high class porn film ever. Like,
I don't think they were trying to go for. I think they were trying to be serious about it, though.
Like, no, you can be serious about it.
They were. They
you can be serious about it. Just do it. Like, if you're gonna do it, go all out. You know what I mean?
I think they felt like porn would have been too dirty.
dude, have you read the fucking book? I haven't, but like, I mean,
Evan, what are you trying to say?
My inner goddess.
They had all that inner goddess shit. Like
my nipples pucker.
My clitoris.
Dude, this guy's directed Twin Peaks, Hannibal, House of Cards.
Yeah, he did an episode of Hannibal. That's right.
And 50 and Shades Twin Peaks. Darker.
Well, the closest thing he's done to 50 Shades would have been the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg.
Teeth.
That's pretty close, right?
That's a weird movie. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go in any, what is it called? The
Reese Witherspoon was in that movie, right?
Yeah. What was the Ferris wheel? Don't go on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, that was
Mark Wahlberg will stick his finger in you. Anyway.
And it doesn't matter if you're on the Ferris wheel.
He's just trying to feel those good vibrations.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, dude, I got it.
Also, the script this time is going to be written by Neil Leonard, who I know you don't know who he is until now. He is the husband of E.L. James.
What?
E.L. James is married, and this guy's writing the screenplay.
Why doesn't she just write the screenplay?
I don't
know. You think that's how they have sex?
How?
No. No, I don't. Why? I don't. Wait, I actually, I like. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't understand that. Why doesn't she just write the screenplay? She wrote the book.
I think. Okay, this is what I think. I think she wants to write the screenplay, but I don't think they, meaning
want
the,
her to.
The producers want her to.
Oh, because the book's written like a 6-year-old, like with dirty words. It's such bad literature.
And because the screenplay for the first one was so much better.
No, like they trick because they took her words. Like, yeah. Dude, she can't write. Like, it's as simple as that. The woman's not an author. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, she sucks. Like, I don't care about the sex. I don't care about the grossness of it. It's like the book is actually written poorly.
Nothing makes any logical sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it's not.
That's why people hate her, is because there's authors out there who have been struggling for years, and they're probably really good too. And then this is some lady.
She writes bad.
Yeah, who takes already existing material, tailors it to her own way, and becomes a millionaire.
See, this is what happens when the fans get too much of what they want.
Yeah. You're right.
It really is. You ignore, because you ignore plot points, and then you get down to the bare just fucking two people having sex, and then you realize that 50% of an entire audience is just a bunch of horny people.
And then, most of them are your mom, so there you go.
Sex sells.
Because my mom read it. I know pretty much everyone's mom has read that fucking book.
No, not all of them.
Ask your mom if she's read it.
I'm pretty sure she has not.
You'd be surprised. Josh was surprised.
Oh, God.
They have.
Like, I think he read it to his mom.
No, they have, and
it's not popular for no reason. It appeals to people, mm-hmm. But that's sad to me. You know what I mean?
Everything's sad.
This whole thing, just refer back for the listeners who don't really know where we're coming from with this and why we're like kind of really salty about this.
Go back to episode 11.
Go back to episode 11 because we have a lot to be salty about, and so did Anastasia Steele.
Sean,
there's
we're still
way,
on Podomatic,
to be
correct?
Smutty.
Yeah.
If it's not on there, then look on the YouTube page. It's there.
Yeah, but
there's
right.
There's a way to be smutty. And have like an elegance about it,
which is why
this is just on your face set, and it's just like
you're talking
about
the
novel,
right?
That's why we keep saying it's a step above porn.
Well, if you're talking about the novel, that's just in your face sex with terrible story.
Yep.
The movie is bad story and half ass sex scenes, which is it's like all right, just go with it. You know,
the
what I mean?
Sex scenes are just awkward enough and long enough to make you not want to even continue watching the movie.
When we were watching it, I remember getting very uncomfortable. It wasn't like
antsy. I just wanted the movie to end.
Yeah, like, just like no, I was gonna make a pun and hit the horn. But
I kind of want to see if they have like just the raw footage of just like the no sounds, no editing, just them two. Doing the sex scene because I want to see how awkward it is because of how bad the chemistry was between.
Did they get along?
Apparently not.
They hate each other. They hate each other.
Apparently.
Well, then
not.
How the hell? Like,
they hate each other.
Did you
everything
know,
about that movie is wrong?
Did
like,
you
that
know
is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life?
Did you know that they had to CG pubic hair on both of them?
What?
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Why?
Who's giggling? Is that Benny?
That's Benny. That's me.
That's a true fact.
What the fuck?
Really?
Why? Who cares?
I guess they didn't want to wait for it to grow out. I don't know.
Why? Why did? Why didn't they just say, hey, you're casting this movie. We're using pubic hair. Don't
Dakota,
shave.
Dakota, you shave?
Hey,
shit.
I didn't read the book. Maybe pubic hair is a big thing in the book. I don't know. But
he played with my pubes. My inner goddess was screaming.
He
like,
strung my pubes around his finger.
He braided
He braided my pubes.
Oh, my God. They see
Benny, you're in
on.
Your living room and you're yelling that. Are your parents looking at you weird?
My mom's still down the beach. It's just me and my brother.
Is your brother looking at you weird?
Nah, he's back. He just plays video. He doesn't care.
Okay.
He's probably braiding his pubes.
Where's the horn? Where's the horn?
Oh, God.
There it is.
John Cena!
Oh, my God.
That's who should have been Christian. John Cena.
He just F5'd fucking train wreck. Jesus.
Oh,
man,
it tackles him.
Man. If they're going to start CGI-ing pubic hair on people, what's
yeah,
next?
I've lost faith in humanity. That's where I draw my line. Oh, God.
All right.
Just start CGI-ing boobs.
Now,
the entire movie is CGI.
Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Okay, I'm really trying to... Why did they CG the pubes?
Because they didn't have any.
But why?
That's what I'm just trying to say.
The people who are making the movie can tell you what your hair can look like. You think that they told, when you're in a movie, hey, that's the hairstyle you need to have for a while.
I think that they shot it and they were like, this isn't sexy enough. We need pubes.
Because it's the 1970s.
Again, why didn't they just make
it? We need you to hump her stomach.
All right, Tommy Wiseau.
Do more blow.
Oh, all right.
You need the hump or thigh.
Wait, is 50 Shades Freed the next one, or is that darker?
50 What's Shades Darker.
One? I'm not seeing it. I'm
so there's going to be an African-American love interest in this one.
I'm telling you, watch the drop.
Played
by Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle should have played Christian Grey.
Bitch, I ain't fucking you.
Now
I got pubes.
Normally, this would be the part in the show where I would say it's time for Lucas or James. However, Benny has volunteered, and we have a brand new game for this week.
Brand new game.
All right.
Benny, would you like to explain the rules of this game?
Well, first I want to explain the origin of the game. So I don't know if you guys are that into the NFL or really into the football at all. But
nope.
But they had their cuts, the round of cuts this past weekend, and I saw a couple of the names, and they were ridiculous. Like they were like five or six names as the first name, and then like some random last name. And I got me thinking, they could pass some of these guys off as Star Wars characters.
What the hell is that?
Sorry, I fell asleep. You're talking about sports. I'm sorry. I
no.
Okay, so here's the game. Here's the game. It's going to be, are they an athlete or are they in Star Wars?
Or are they from that Key and Peele sketch? You should have included that.
So this is how it's going to go. I'm going to give you a name that's either from Star Wars or it's an athlete, and you have to guess which is which, all right?
This is a good game.
All right.
This is a good idea, Benny. I'm sorry. So, take back my snoring.
Reverse it back right now.
We're gonna start fairly easy. Max Rebo.
Oh, that's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
The blue elephant.
Star
right?
Wars.
That's the all blue right, elephant.
Correct.
Okay.
So we're gonna get there fairly.
All right. Every time that we all get it correct, we need the horn.
Okay. By the way, did you ever see that robot chicken with Max Rebo? It's like, oh,
yes.
We gotta get to the gig, man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We got a gig tonight. What the fuck is that thing?
So that was a.
What
is that? Is that celebratory music?
No, the horn. We want the horn.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
All right, Second name. Second name. Babatunde Agabuzzi.
No, what? Oh. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Football.
You're saying Star Wars?
NFL.
Sean says NFL.
Or whatever. Athlete.
Well, Sean would probably know.
Jason?
What? Jason said Star Wars.
I said Star Wars.
I'm saying
said Star Wars. He is an athlete.
Yeah.
Recently cut offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings.
Can you say that name again?
Babatunde Agabuzzi.
That's straight out of Star Wars.
That's straight out of Compton.
That was a good movie. We should have been talking about that.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was good, dude. It was really good.
I have it downloaded. I haven't watched it yet.
I you will like it, even if you're not into.
I'm not.
I wasn't either, but I really like the movie.
Just cut you off. I'm not.
Dude, check it out. It's a good movie.
All right.
Next name. Barkevius Mingo.
Athlete.
Yeah, you guys are right. He's an NFL linebacker.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, these like Star Wars characters, they're from every canon. They could be background characters. Yeah. You know, so just to clarify that.
IG-88, athlete.
It's from Uganda. All right,
next one.
Spelled like IG-88, like it's all spelled out like with accents and shit.
All right, go ahead, Benny.
Sly Moore.
Star Wars.
I'm going to go Star Wars.
You're going to go Star Wars? Correct. It is Star Wars.
Is his name Slimer?
Slimer. It's Slimer.
Slimer. That's what they called in high school.
They called you Slimer?
That's what I called myself.
Oh.
I wasn't very sly.
I thought he was saying Slimer.
Like from Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay.
Darius Jett.
Star Wars.
You're saying Star Wars?
Athlete.
He is a Star Wars character.
What?
Yep. Ooh, he is a member of the Jedi Council.
Hell yeah.
He's also the linebacker.
For the new Minnesota.
For the Star Wars team.
Starting linebacker.
There's a new Darius that Jett. We can play. Star Wars characters on a baseball team.
George Lucas is the captain.
No, George Lucas is the fucking left fielder.
No, George is the captain of all the prequel characters.
I mean,
JJ is the captain of everyone else.
There's already a pitcher in baseball named Jabba.
Yep.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Jabba Chamberlain.
I'd put him as the catcher. That's a horn joke.
At one point, he was like 250 pounds. He was a pretty big dude.
He was a big dude, yeah.
That's awesome.
He sucked, though.
All right, next one.
All right, next one. Chongo Condolo.
Say that again?
Star Wars.
Chongo Condolo.
Star Wars.
I'm going to say athlete.
He is indeed an athlete.
Yeah.
He's not a Star Wars character.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, here we go with some tough athlete names. Okay, we got another one. Longar.
You just said that. You just said
Yeah, you just said it was an athlete. All right, take that one out.
You idiot.
That's out.
Benny, learn how to play your own game.
I know, that was a slip I made.
Can we go back to Longar?
He's a basketball player. Longar.
His parents just got lazy as hell.
I know a William Williams.
That's pretty close.
Is that American Idol guy, Philip Phillips?
That's pretty close. It's just a couple miles away from deep Africa. Anyway. Here we go. God's Gift Achiuyu.
Well, that's athlete. Clearly.
athlete, but his first name is really...
His first name's God's Gift.
I'm going to get the horn real quick, get that out of the way, but then I need to ask a couple of questions about this guy's first name. His first name is God's Gift.
Yep. There was a minor league baseball player. His name was Wonderful Terrific.
Well, don't forget.
I shit you not.
Didn't He Hate Me legally change his name to He Hate?
Rod, He Hate Me, yep.
Yeah.
How about that Chad Ochocinco? That sounds like a Star Wars character.
Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, that's
here,
he was also a guest host on Raw.
Here we go.
Another, I don't remember that. Yeah.
Another question. All right.
All right.
Thor Jozviak.
Star Wars.
Athlete.
Damn it.
Woo!
Another one.
Killed my perfect record.
Kanakis Soshington.
Star Wars. Soshington gives it away. I think it's an athlete.
What? Say it again?
Indeed an athlete.
Wait, we didn't all answer.
Kanakis. Sorry. I thought Sean fired Star Wars with Jason.
Me and Jason said didn't say a goddamn thing.
No, I said Star Wars.
I didn't hear anything.
Sean, you're an idiot.
Whatever. All right, keep going.
Kanakis Soshington, college football player. A lot of college football players have crazy names. All right, Bib Fortuna.
Star Wars.
That's a Star Wars character.
Sean.
Star Wars.
All right, he is Star Wars.
Yeah.
I got one cut off at the end. Sometimes it doesn't like go all the way. it's like.
We got another one.
Okay.
Rick Ollie.
Who?
Rick Ollie.
I'm going to say Star Wars.
I'm going to say an athlete.
Oh, I have to be the tiebreaker. Yep. I'm going to say Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
Yeah.
He is a Naboo space fighter.
Damn right he is.
Again, sitting there and I was thinking really hard, and I went like I googled Star Wars background characters, and they just all these names popped up, and I was like, they named half these fuckers?
What was the JonTron episode where they're doing the Star Wars Connect, and he picks the one character? What was that character's name?
Oh, Fenella Druce.
Fenella Druce. Fenella fucking Druce.
Fenella Druce.
That's my favorite. My favorite delicious ice cream flavor.
Vanilla Druce. That would have been a good one for this list.
Oh my god.
Vanilla fucking Druce. Where's Luke? Where's Han Solo? Why am I playing as Vanilla Druce?
You see my comment? I was like, are they trying to say my last name?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Vanilla Druce.
Is that all, Benny?
Oh, I have more, but I'll do three more.
Okay.
All right. Because I have like easily I have 22 names. We could call
next episode. We'll bring this back. I like this.
All right, John Yuza.
John Cena. Star Wars
athlete.
Star Wars.
It is a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
And he is a member of the Max Rebo band.
Of course he is. Wait. Wait, the Dave Matthews Band?
The Dave Matthews Band.
Well, that's the Blue Elephant, right?
Yeah, that's Max Rebo. We got
to get in the galaxy.
Oh my god.
All right, next one.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, that's an athlete.
Yeah, it's an athlete.
Athlete. All right, you are correct. He's a basketball player.
Where is it?
Uh-oh.
What? Where is it?
Born.
What?
We all got it right.
Oh.
John Cena!
Damn.
Sorry, I'm looking up my... when we close this episode, I have a special thing to close with.
You had one job, Evan. One job.
I have a very special surprise for everybody. When we sign off and close, I'm going to close this correctly.
Okay.
He wants us to start calling him Caitlin.
Call me Evangeline.
How about just evil?
Call me Yondis.
Drop one letter.
Yeah, it's true.
Benny, okay. You're up.
All right, last one, buddy.
I have two more.
Oh, okay.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Star Wars.
That's a baseball player.
Okay. Damn it.
He's a baseball player.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again,
what's his name? Mookie?
Mookie Betts.
He plays for the Red Sox.
Aw, yep. Mookie. Sounds so cute.
Aw.
I'm going to call a dog that. Mookie.
I'm still convinced he's from the Star Wars universe. He's just hiding out in our world.
Like Jason's like, no, I'm keeping my answer. Like, I don't care what you just said.
Speaking of dogs, if I ever get a dog of my own, I want to name it Shithead, so I can just like, come here, Shithead.
That's like naming yourself Ass in an arcade game.
Everybody does that. That or
or Boob. How about Bob?
All right. Here's the final one.
Okay.
Antinous Tremaine.
I'm going to go...
Definitely an athlete.
Star Wars character.
What?
No,
Darth
way.
Vader's apprentice.
When? Where? How?
That's what it said next to his character name.
Read that again. Read that name again.
Antinous Tremaine.
That sounds like a basketball player.
It does.
Wow, I'm surprised. That was the first time I was really shocked when, like, you. Because the other ones, like, sometimes you could tell a little bit, but that one I was convinced was an athlete.
Athlete, yep. I know. It's crazy. Do we want to just play the tiebreaker for shits and giggles?
All right, let's do it.
Sure.
I mean, so I already won.
This isn't Star Wars. This isn't Star Wars or anything. It's just, do these athletes exist? Do these names exist? All right, here we go.
Clearly, you're reading them.
Well, no. It's okay. There's a fake one and there's a real one. You have to pick.
Okay. All right.
So we got
Vanilla Druce.
Vanilla Druce. No. We got Rudy Klitz. or Johnny Dickshot.
Wait, is this a question? What is this?
Which one's the athlete?
Rudy Klitz.
You think Rudy Klitz?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care. Both. I don't even care.
It's one or the other.
Klitz.
You think Klitz?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah, Klitz.
Johnny Dickshot.
Oh,
God. It's the actual guy.
Pretty Klitz.
Oh, my God.
Next one.
All right, one more.
Steve Schartz. Or Jim Bob Seaman.
Steve.
I'm gonna say Steve Schartz.
Steve Schartz.
Steve Schartz.
Steve Schartz is correct. All right. I just have to do one more. I have to do one more because the name is amazing. Misty Hyman.
Or Barry McCogner.
Or Howie Horny.
Oh, wait. What was the first one?
Misty Hyman. Or Howie Horny.
Howie Horny is definitely an athlete.
Yeah, I'll agree with Sean.
Misty Hyman.
Who's that an athlete for?
She's a swimmer.
He's a swimmer.
She's a swimmer with the name Misty Hyman.
Oh my God.
Well.
Oh good Lord.
All right, gents, I'm burned out.
Oh God.
Before we wrap up.
So to close this episode, yes. I have a very. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Well, I did have a miscellaneous, but we'll save that for next time.
Dick okay.
Rusty cunts.
Rusty cunts.
All right, everybody. I leave you with the most beautiful cover of one of the greatest opening themes to any film produced by 20th Century Fox. Mm-hmm.
I've heard this before. A long time ago.
That makes my mic feedback sound like music.
That is what George intended the entire time.
In a galaxy far, far away.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Blah Blah Podcast, episode 23. I am Jason Green. You can find me on Twitter at jgreen89, J-A-Y Green, 89. Sean Smith, you do not have a Twitter, but you have an Instagram.
No, I do.
He does.
I do have a Twitter.
Oh, you do? That's right. I forgot. You're new to the game.
The underscore Brack Show.
Underscore likes Green Day 92 underscore underscore.
What? What happened?
I'm at Evan Moore 1105 on Instagram and Twitter. Or, yes, I said that correctly.
Evan, I'm going to tweet you and see if you respond.
I won't.
Benny,
I'm
at Twitter?
DJ underscore Benny underscore P.
That's my man.
Underscore,
all right.
Underscore me love
and
you
listen,
a long time.
To all of our fans, like, just serious note, don't look for hidden meetings in this number 23 video. I haven't been hiding them in the video the entire time, and you won't waste the next week trying to figure them out.
Wait, are you trying to say you hid stuff in this podcast?
I'm saying that I didn't hide anything about the number 23 in here the whole time.
Oh.
Well, someone is going to get to the very end of this episode and just shout damn it really loud.
Fuck!
I guess they're going to have to re-listen to this whole thing over again.
Son of a bitch! Many, many times to find what I laid down, which I didn't lay down, actually.
But maybe you did.
Well, you'll have to see next episode.
I just can't do anymore.
John Cena, everybody.
I think we should go out.
Bye.
We should go out with a blowhorn.